This is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth. We've been observing some details about our moon, its remarkable size, and the pivotal effect it has on our ocean tides. We know today, for example, that the tides produce large-scale ocean circulation, which depends crucially on vertical mixing and carries warm water to polar regions where it loses heat to the cold atmosphere, thus cooling the surface water. The tides also have great value in prospering ocean life, cleansing shorelines, and even providing a potential non-polluting energy source. We also are aware that the tidal effects vary as the inverse distance cubed between the Earth-Moon system. Thus, if the Moon were just 30% closer to or further from the Earth, the tidal effect on Earth would be respectively doubled or halved. Either alternative would greatly upset our way of life. As is always the case, any proposed readjustment of the physical creation leads to degeneration. By the way, the Earth-Moon tidal friction causes the Earth's spin rate to be slowing down. Lord Kelvin, considered by many to be the father of modern thermodynamics, provided proof, yet unanswered, using this changing spin rate, assuming an initial molten Earth, that the Earth could not even be a billion years old. The Moon appears to change shape as it moves through its monthly cycle, thus it can be used to mark time through the lunar month. The Moon itself is, of course, not changing shape, but the part that is illuminated by the Sun does change, giving us the distinctive lunar phases. Where you are located on Earth, where the Moon is, where the Earth is in relation to where the Moon is, how much of a shadow, if any, is cast on the Moon by the Earth, determines the portion of the Moon, or phase, visible to you and me. Ancients were able to use the Moon's phases for navigation. Because the Moon has no light of its own, we can only see when it reflects the Sun's light. As it orbits the Earth on its circuit, the shape of the reflected light varies according to its position. We say there is a new moon or no moon when it is on the opposite side of the Earth from the Sun. Then, as it moves away from the Earth's shadow, it begins to reflect light from its right side and waxes to become full moon before waning or losing shape to appear as a sliver on the left side. You can use this information to identify direction. It can generally be asserted that life on Earth would be difficult or impossible if these carefully designed features of the Moon-Earth model were not exactly in place. But there's more. The Moon has other testimonies, and we'll look at some of those next time. As the Bible student looks at the tremendous complexities of our Moon and how, in so many ways, it affects life on Earth, a deeper sense of awe and mystery is felt. And so Scripture once again is manifested as more than just mere statement of fact, when declaring, "And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also, and God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good." Until next time, this is Jack Aiken with Aiken for the Truth.